Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's going on, but if we're suddenly gone, we're sorry. So, I have to put the blank then. Okay, so anyway, good morning. You listen to Love Ginger and Corey, in case you don't know.
Yay! It is us.
I'm Corey, and that red-haired girl over there, what's your name again?
Ginger.
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff going on, one of which, late breaking news, you got to be looking at our Facebook page if you're not a member of or following our Facebook page. I'm about to share the most epic things of all epic things, the new official trailer for GTA 5. Right there on our Facebook page.
You've watched it then, is it?
No, I have not. It was just posted 8 minutes ago. They've been busy over at Rockstar this morning. Earlier this morning, I shared with you the new cover that they released and just saw the trailer. Actually, the trailer was passed along to us by Lethal Vixens. Hi, Lethal Vixens. They're all girl PS3 clan, which is unusual, but hot. You rock it, girls. Thank you. Very hot. So that's on our Facebook page now. And, of course, we posted the new cover art they had. And we got a big week this week. Okay, so this morning, if you've been watching our Facebook page and our Google Plus page, you saw that the team from over or that works on the Sims season, they both stopped by at about 28 minutes. Yay! Some of you are busy playing the Sims season, so you're not listening. But if you have something you want to ask, you can put it on our Facebook page. We will ask them. I already got my questions ready.
Yes, I'm reading. People, don't be dinging me on Facebook.
You know they love to dance on the Facebook.
They do. It's me. Y'all can listen to the show, but I can't talk right now.
Well, I'm the one who was good at the multitasking. We gotta get her ready.
Ginger is frantic and crazy all over the place, so no.
So I just pretend to look organized. I'm really not. Not even close. All right. So we got we got news to cover before they get here. My hands are cold. Go ahead.
Origin. Origin. We told you EA was the devil. Origin.
And stopping by. It's all right.
Thank you. Love you. But y'all got hijacked
again. What? I got free games again.
Man, you're picking up. You're not into the crackly thing, but you're breaking up. Are you, like, downloading porn?
I might be.
All right, there you go. Sound better. All right, some Origin users are claiming that their accounts are being hacked or hijacked. Customers claim that their accounts are being hijacked or receiving emails from EA and informing them that their email address and password have been successfully updated, even though they themselves have not attempted to update any of their account settings. The original account owners found that they could not access their accounts because the account thieves are also editing information. This is typically used to verify ownership, such as users' birth dates. EA's Origin's support department seem to be dealing with the account theft on a case-by-case basis. But they say it's unclear what exactly is going on with the service and these particular customers. All right, so you know what, maybe we'll put EA on the spot and ask them about this one.
No, we can't.
Well,
I already gave a brief list of the questions that we asked this weekend. But but later. We'll give them a chance to respond to these allegations. We can't during this one. Of course, and you know we're dealing with our fellow simmers that will cut us if we interrupt the questions about the sims. So we'll do that one. We'll come later with that one. I am trying to
say thank you. Thank you, GGR as a whole, for listening to the GTA trailer. There first.
Oh, that's David, eh? Hello there, David.
Hello, David. Thank you, David.
You are most welcome. Anytime, anytime. We love what we do, which is crazy this morning. Oh, man.
So, my Twitter post. Where are you this morning? I don't have Twitter open. Okay, there you go.
All right. So, I'll share with you about the Secret World. Okay, I actually got to a little bit because yeah, we got to shove a lot of news into a short bit. Today the newscast is short. Please do not get angry. We have no choice but shortening today. So,
to do people see worlds to take over?
That's right. One of them will be the Secret World. They're saying this is the biggest update coming yet. It's just around the corner. We'll be hitting game servers soon. It's going to be called Big Trouble in the Big Apple. It's the fourth major content update since the game launched just 4 months ago. I like it. It's supposed to introduce an impressive assortment of new content and gameplay mechanics for players to discover. Today, Funcom is excited to share with you a brand new trailer that they have also given us, which I will share shortly. Not just yet. I'll make you wait for it. Big us. So here's some of the new things that you'll be getting. I haven't gone in. Ginger's been playing, so hopefully this weekend I will get in to some Secret World if I can tear myself away from Assassin's Creed. But
it's pretty.
The Manhattan Exclusion Zone. This is supposed to be the game's very first raid. Ginger raid. Set.
Wait.
I'm not done. Not only is it the first raid, it's set in the middle of a devastated Times Square.
Wow. I'm
going to
check that out.
Oh, I want to get into that. Okay, you also have the Albion Theater. This is supposed to be a London theater venue, and you can put your own stage plays on. You can control everything from props to lighting, and you can invite other players to sit in on the audience.
That is cool!
Love you, Funcom. Okay, there's also the chainsaw. This is a new weapon. Not telling us everything it does. It's an auxiliary weapon.
It's a real chainsaw.
We have some screenshots that I may throw in as well. So it could be a real chainsaw. I don't know if it gave us a picture.
You know, sometimes these people call it a chainsaw, but it's a gun. It's a chain gun, not a saw.
Okay, now, here is where I'm all kinds of impressed. I'm definitely going in, is they're adding a reticule contact. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is? Reticule? The reticule?
No.
Now you can actually target. Use your mouse.
All right. Hold up.
My brain. Let me go. You got me? Let me go, Gladys.
Going on. Seriously, I'm like, I hear like, blip, 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 blip.
Is that better?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so reticule combat will allow you to use your mouse pointer to aim for targets now.
That's
delicious. You also have, Ginger, massive PvP enhancements.
Yay! Let me miss a massive PvP.
So this is going to be particularly great for the large-scale secret society warfare going on in Fusong. So if you don't know what Fusong is, you need to get into the game. Of course, this goes live sometime this month. They've not given us an official date, but sometime this month you'll be getting this update. I cannot wait to see it. All right.
And, you know, since that's a good story, I'm going to follow up with another good story. While EA may be in a hack right now, Sony permanently bans PS3 hackers. I told you this is going to happen, folks.
Oh.
Sony has begun taking steps to secure your PlayStation Network to deal with the threat of the PS3 LVO bootloader key leak and the ability for hacked consoles to play online alongside legitimate owners. The company issued a statement revealing that it had begun banning users found to violate its system software license agreement for the PlayStation 3. Terms of Service and User Agreement for the PlayStation Network, Sony Entertainment Network, and its Community Code of Conduct Provisions. Wow, I could not say that one breath. Sorry. Okay, so the company said in its statement that this move was to fight against unauthorized software for the PlayStation 3 system. I can't talk. Was recently released by hackers. These bans are being described as permanent bans, in addition to those custom firmware users who have not been banned yet, Sony's offered a way out of the wilderness. To avoid permanent termination, consumers must immediately cease using and delete all unauthorized or pirated software from the PlayStation 3 system. So in other words, they're firing the warning shot over the bow. We see you. We know you're there. We see what you're doing. Put your pants back on. And Corey is muted. You know she's cackling right now. You know she's laughing.
I am. Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, and that's that. And that's what you get for it. I think Matrix would say, and that's what you get for. I'm sorry. That is not funny. I'm sorry, people. Sorry, you got in trouble. No, you should.
I'm not sorry. You hacked the system. This is one thing you know if you're running a PC and you want to mod your little mods. But this is a closed box system. The only thing you're supposed to be able to mod is. Is you can prepare the Blu-ray and you can put in a new hard drive, and that's it.
See, now, on one hand, I agree. You buy the box, you should be able to do what you want with it, okay? But you know you can't. You know part of the rules that they enacted when you bought this little box was that you have to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G with it. You signed, basically by buying it and starting it up, turning it on, you agreed to do certain things and not do certain things. So just don't do it. I mean, I understand you say I should be able to do what I want, but that's what that OUYA thing is for. They're saying if you get this, you can do whatever the heck you want with it. Get that one and rip its guts out, and then you'll be okay. Just leave these alone.
Are you seriously? Are you like uploading pictures or something?
I am not. Am I having some issues?
You are having some serious issues, and it's not your mic. It's like your lagging connection or something.
Maybe it's this Java update that's trying to download. I don't know.
Maybe. All I know is Java.
I'm trying, but I'm posting stuff. We're a little busy this morning. We got a lot of stuff going on, so it could be.
It's not. I'm having a fun afternoon this morning to catch up. All right,
so. Is it my turn? Is it your turn?
That's your turn.
It'd be my turn. Okay. Well, here's some interesting things going on. Maybe Zuckerberg will get a last laugh after all. Apparently, Facebook shares have shot up 10% in the early trading hours this morning, with the lockup period for nearly 800 million Facebook shares expiring today. Facebook's stock price, according to VentureBeat, has seen some serious ups and downs since its IPO debut back in May. The stock debuted on NASDAQ exchange for $38 per share, but quickly fell below that just days after opening. The 800 million Facebook shares that are held by employees not named Mark Zuckerberg are now eligible to be sold on the open market. Now, while you think I could drop the price down, the market clearly anticipated the selling of these shares. It likely had bounced because it was the last big lockup expiration, which should mean no more crazy price drops due to many employees selling at once. As of the time I was telling you this, or the time that it was posted up on VentureBeat, which was at about 7:12 this morning, stock trade price is $21.95 a share, which is up 10.8% over the close yesterday, $19.86 a share. And had I been paying attention, I would have been selling my stock this morning and making a little bit of cash. Towards something.
Yes.
Well, congratulations to people over at Facebook. We know one of our friends. What's I cannot think of the name of that show. Guys, I am so sorry. We're plotting to do something evil together, and I can't remember names right now. But one of them actually works over at Facebook, so I'm happy that this he gets to keep his job. You don't know when things like this start to happen. People start to lose their jobs.
That's
not
good at all. All right. What am I looking at? Major League Gaming sees massive online viewership jump from 2012 MLG Pro Circuit Championships. Major League Gaming announced a whopping 334% year-over-year growth in live streaming video viewers of its gaming competition. according to the Pro Gaming Event company, more than 11.7 million unique viewers tuned in to watch the 4/2012 MLG Pro Circuit Championships online, compared to the 2011 Pro Circuit season, which drew 3.5 million unique online viewers. Seriously, that's like a decent chunk of viewers, and they're all unique. That's hot. They also claim that more than 15 million hours of live online video were watched during Pro Circuit weekends by MLG audience. MLG's 334% growth in live online audience this year surpasses growth demonstrated by traditional sports. This is a testament to the mainstream demand for competitive gaming and the power of live streaming. I have to agree. This is from Sundance Dio Giovanni, who is the CEO of Major League Gaming. The last 2 years have been the largest in MLB's 10-year history, with over 636% growth in live viewers. I only expect the growth to continue in 2013. Well, you know, that's only if 2013 exists. We don't know yet, right?
Yes, yeah, we, you know, 2012. Is it 12-12-12 or is it 12-21-12? I'm not really sure.
Something like that. So, 2012 LG Pro Circuit season held competitions in Columbus, Ohio, which was March 23rd through the 25th, Anaheim, California, June 8th through the 10th, Raleigh, North Carolina, August 24th to 6th, and Dallas, Texas. Booyah! The event will stream live online on HD over at MajorLeagueGaming.com.
Can y'all tell Ginger's doing better today?
What?
Can y'all tell that Ginger's feeling better today than she was yesterday?
Better today. Yes.
Oh, we love you when you're like this. We love you. She makes you smile just to listen to her talk. So adorable little voice. Okay, I have to stop watching The Secret World Trailer. Okay.
I don't want to log in. Stop.
I don't want to log in bad.
You know what? I've been reading these press releases all morning and all of a sudden open window. Log in, please. Windows open. What are you talking about?
You open until you say so. That's what they said. That's what they want you to do.
I've got to be others open. I'm the 21st one. The 21st one's like, please log in. Look at how long did it take me?
For this company. All right. Atari. Did Atari ever have any kind of... Yeah, anyway, Atari.
Sorry,
they need a song. They are announcing the today Warlords remake of the classic title for, yes, the Atari 2600. If you don't know what Atari 2600 is, you are way too young. Sorry. But it's now available on Xbox Live Arcade, so you can go, even though you're young, and check out what was the hub was about way back then. You can pick it up for 800 Microsoft points. You can also go over to Atari.com/Warlords and check out the game Warlords. It's also available on the PlayStation Network. What is it? It's a multiplayer action arcade action game. Pits players against up to three opponents, human or computer controlled, in a struggle to defend your castle walls and eliminate rivals to be the last warlord standing. You can use a magical shield to block fireballs shot at your wall, aiming to deflect the fire missiles at your enemy strongholds. You will also need quick reflexes to defend yourself, but that's not all.
Reflexes?
Did I say reflexes? Reflexes! But that's not all.
Flux. No!
What did we say? Which one was it?
I don't know.
Flux Pastor? I don't know. Anyway, so Warlords also challenges gamers with strategic skills as you command a group of minions to battle against other troops to attack enemy walls or capture control points and power ups. This is very fast-paced action. They say you'll have to use quick thinking and more reflexes, depending on how you want to say it, to defend your walls and demolish castles of your enemies. You need to rotate a mighty shield around the perimeter of your stronghold, deflecting fireballs away from your castle walls and at your opponents. Command your minions, send your little pack of snoots to capture control points, gather power-ups, attack enemies, and bolster your defenses. I like the name.
Girl.
Snoots. Well, am I in the lag again? Oh, did you not hear the snoots?
I'm hearing parts of it, but...
You have to stop. We can't have me just talking. I can't hear
well, like you're fine, and then like you're not, then you're fine, and then like you're not.
All right, you can...
Like right now, you get loud and you sound good. I don't know what you're doing right now, but this is good.
Oh, I should talk loud is what you're saying?
Well, no, like the sound is loud now. I can hear it. It's clear. It's not a thing.
Oh, evil. You are evil, GLaDOS. All right. So anyway, you can check out Warlords on the Xbox Live Marketplace if you can find the marketplace, that is. Again, 800 Microsoft points. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, I did. I did. Sounded good.
I'm sorry. I had to go there. Oh, marketplace.
Fix it, Microsoft. All right. So, need help clearing a game level? Well, there could be an app for that.
Ooh.
All right. So, there is a new Kickstarter going on. Sometimes the gamers get stuck in a level and need help clearing it. This means going through the tedious process of pausing the game, reading through hundreds of search engine results, and then just maybe finding the right help. Not anymore. Well, at least not for your help. Alright, so there's a revolutionary new app. A new app is in development that will allow gamers to take screenshots of where they are in a game, and then you plug it into the app that will pull it up, that will pull up the necessary steps for clearing a troubling level.
Oh, wow.
Alright, so Noah Glasser, who owns another gaming site, which I'm not going to name, you can read about it if you want to. Anyways, is designing another new app. But of course, he says, need your help. So what can you do? Well, through Kickstarter, an online funding platform that nobody's ever heard of, so you got to explain it to us.
Yeah.
You can help make this revolutionary app a reality. Laser needs $4,000 to complete the game image recognition walkthrough app and or a pizza. Oh, and also deliver it to gamers worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever stuck in a game, you know how frustrating it can be.
Because I like that. When I can't order pizza, I'm really upset.
All right. Well, I just made up the deal about the pizza. But anyways. All right, so you can get the new app free.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Your help gets you rewards by getting the new app for free. Donors can qualify for a variety of great rewards. If you pledge $10 or more, I'm just going to go through this because I'm going to. You can get the free app plus a logo sticker to the website who are for them not mentioning. You know what? Never mind. I'm just not going to read these. There's $10, $200, $30, $50, $50, and $500. $100 or more. Yeah. And for all those, you get the free app. Oh, and if you... Oh. If you pledge $100, you get the Zelda plush doll.
Zelda?
Mm-hmm. Zelda plush? Yeah.
I'm sorry, my pulse quickened. I had to catch my breath.
So hopefully this app is going to be available spring of 2013. Honestly, though, while this sounds cool, I don't know if this is really needed, but...
Well, some people feel like they need it. They get upset when they can't get past a level, but I say, what's the point of playing the game if you won't sit down and try to figure out how to get past the point?
No, it's a puzzle. It's a puzzle. You look at all the pieces, you back away, it frustrates you. You get up, you go do something else. Then you come back and you look at it and you're like, oh my God, how did I miss that?
That right there is the sweet spot for me when I come back and go, oh, well, hell, I know how to get past that.
Exactly. No, what's worse is when I'm tired and I'm working it out. And I've worked out like 3/4 of it in my head. And I'm like, yes. And then I work out that last quarter. And then I go back over to the first 3/4. And it's like, wait a minute. How did any of this make sense?
Wait a minute. That was not how it went before.
I know, right?
That don't look right. Yeah, that's how it goes. All right. On to other things. There's a sale going on at Target. Wait a minute, wrong news story. Never mind. Danny Trejo, you know who he is.
That is a news story, though.
That is a good story. $12.99. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's on sale at Target.
Shoes.
It's not shoes, but it is an accessory. All right. So the movie picture and television production company ITN Flix is very proud to announce the impending release of of Danny Trejo's Vengeance, Wars with a Cause, the App Store. They're saying this game is absolutely awesome. It features the appearance of modern-day Einstein and computer genius Steve Wozniak, in addition to legendary film star and film icon Danny Trejo. This awesome dude will be accompanied by other entertaining characters, including platinum recording artist Baby Bash, MMA world champion Sugar Rashad Woody Evans, and more. In Wars with a Cause, On iOS, I'm going to need you guys to leave the big R's with the trademarks out. That is confusing. The Apple co-founder and his wife, Jay Woz, are enjoying the evening together, taking a glide. Unfortunately, their otherwise quiet evening is ruined not by a competitive product release, but rather by street thugs kidnapping jaywalkers. The dynamic duo of Steve and Danny Missourian swings action as they pair fusion the city in their quest to rescue jaywalkers and maybe cause a little mayhem on their way. Wads with a Cause is a platform gaming at its finest and includes multiple levels of action-packed fun. We will be the judge of that. With a unique 8-bit retro and gritty art style, in addition to plenty of unique and powerful pins, such as machetes. Of course, it's Dan Trejo, leading to machete. And powerful guns. This game will have coming back for more. You can pick this up on the app store right now, I believe. It's going to be out Thanksgiving Day. It's compatible with your iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple iPad. I do not know if I'm interested in London. I might be interested in talking to Danny Cottrell. What about you, Ginger? Ginger?
Oh, my God!
What is wrong with the ginger? I was like, nobody can hear me. Oh, my God.
I'm still coughing, even though I feel better. I'm still coughing. I'm still mute myself. I was like, ooh, nah. And you're like, what? I saw something.
Ginger. All right, there's some interesting stuff about the Wii U that is floating around the web.
There's also some interesting stuff about this General David Petraeus going on.
Oh, Petraeus? Ain't Petraeus?
Petraeus, whatever.
Petraeus?
General David Petraeus. Give us my understanding. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 game. Yeah. All right, so anyways. General David Petraeus.
Petraeus.
Petraeus. Petraeus. I like that one. who resigned recently from the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, due to a scandal related to an extramarital affair where he was sticking his things where he shouldn't, continues to play out the news in the week. Has apparently received a promotion in the latest chapter of the Call of Duty series. And the latest game released this week will have up to Patriots to the Secretary of Defense in the year 2025. He appears in part of the story riding aboard USS Barack Obama.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, so Call of Duty Black Ops 2 was released November 13th for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the PC. The game will be out within the launch window of Nintendo Wii U's console on November 18th. Wow. All right, so you know what? Apparently, you have an affair and you get a promotion, at least in a video game.
Well, no, remember, this was done before. You don't like the regular gamers, you know, months before the pandemic, before any of this went down.
That's true.
And they can't just go in and take him out, so, unfortunately.
I would have at least changed the name. I would have done something. The name.
But you can't. Ginger, come on now. You've been this long enough. Remember, they've already shipped it to the store.
It's already out.
Yeah. Yeah. It started just last week.
First day update.
Could have, but remember. That's a lot of money. So, and they might be working on taking them out. But I tend to believe, man, those should be worth money. I think the newer ones, when they print more, then leave them out. But the people that have it, happen to have him in the game, I think those should be worth some cash. Like, you know, kind of like, they tell you if you have newspapers and things, or you have journals that refer to certain dates, things in history are worth money. These games are probably eventually going to work in the same way. It's going to be worth some serious money.
Being part of a military family, you go through all the background checks every couple of years. You go through all the semester, all the news. I mean, you so much as have a parking ticket, and it's all like, oh, sorry, don't know about this. But apparently, you know, have an affair. That's fine.
Well, I don't think they knew, but with the not only the is this stupid. Let me tell you how this is stupid. In today's time, if you are that high ranking, you really should keep your nose clean, especially with technology. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be sneaking around, it better be like paper carrier pigeon, because
Google will find you.
It's just stupid in this day and age. Just divorce your wife, dude. Just go ahead and leave.
I know, right?
Just leave, and so she may be hurt, but at least it'll be less hurt than this, because gosh, her face is everywhere. If you got kids, anyway.
So what happened was,
so we have been talking here, mentioning it. We will probably be talking about it again tomorrow at night. Better?
No.
No, not better.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
You keep going like this positive sound. It goes quieter and more muffled, but you break up. And then you get loud and you're really clear and you sound wonderful. And then it goes back. And
I cannot tell you what be happening. Maybe there be pirates. I'm really not sure. Let me close down stuff.
You'll be still on the buoy of the quarry.
Well. Well. We'll talk about that later.
That's not stealing.
It's not. Oh. Oh. It's not stealing?
No, never mind. I'm not.
Okay, I may be closing down something I need here in a second. But in any case, fun. Big fun. Big fun we're having. Oh, can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you a little bit better now, yeah.
Okay, so, what? Okay.
Hello? Yeah, it's like on every other syllable or something. It does this weird thing.
Every other syllable?
Yeah.
Is it, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
But
you sound good with that word.
And then sometimes I sound good with this word and this word and this word.
No.
Still nothing?
You're getting louder. Sound good? Hold on. What are you doing?
I'm closing up Google Talk again and all kinds of
crazy stuff. There you go.
Yeah. Are we good?
Yeah, you sound good. You sound good.
All right. So, hey, isn't time for our guest poll?
Oh, there you go.
I'm lost again?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to quit talking.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll go with this one.
I'm just going to give up.
All right. So, Apple implies Italy warranty requirements. According to a Reuters report, Apple is now complying with the local warranty laws in Italy after the company was threatened that the Italian government would shut down of local businesses and heavy fines if it did not comply. Last week, Apple stopped selling its AppleCare warranty plans in its retail stores in Italy. The paid warranty program from Apple offers coverage after the limited warranty on an Apple product expires. Apple had come under fire from the Italian government's consumer watchdog agency in 2011 for not making it clear to Italian consumers that they are entitled to a 2-year free warranty under European law and for selling AppleCare as an extended warranty that kicked in after just 1 year. While the company is still selling its AppleCare warranty on its site in Italy, it has changed the wording to include the following in the description. It says, add to the 2 years of vendor warranty required by Italian law to protect consumers. So in other words, I guess they can now get 3 years?
For which? It's for a console or it's games or?
It's Apple. I'm going to say for anything. While Apple warranty woes may have been taken care of in Italy, the European Union's Commission for countries of Apple's violated the 2-year free warranty law in their country. Apple, man, you were all about getting your PC snacked these last couple months. I mean, with the whole little Foxconn thing, and yeah, man, just, and stealing people from making the same shape, smartphone of the sort. I don't know. Oh, rectangular, it has buttons on the front. No, honey, it's not. It's not an apple.
Can you hear me okay now, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I wanted to tell you about the Wii. Can I tell you about the Wii? You?
Tell me about the Wii U.
Wii.
Tell
you.
Me about the Wii.
It's not my Wii. We don't have a Wii. All right, so, of course, I'm telling you, we lose you out in a mere 2 weeks. And a couple of people have managed to get their hands on it. Unfortunately, we have not been with them, but our friends over at VentureBeat have. And since Wii U is not singing their own horns, we just want to share a couple of things that they want you to know about how fabulous the Wii is. Or not fabulous, this year. The touchscreen is not all that user-friendly. You do not have an SD card drive, right?
No SD card slot.
I'm saying they may put in one at a later date on a 32 gigabyte model, but there are 4 USB ports. Ooh.
Artemis, what are we putting in the USB?
Up to 3 terabytes of storage on. This is just the pad. It can also harmonize. They have a new Wii U menu music. With music, you can play away in the background. You can play music off the TV, the speakers. It harmonizes into one piece. All these wonderful things. Works as a universal remote, and it's supposed to be absolutely fabulous at doing that. And we'll probably be talking about this tomorrow night. We'll be talking about features. And wondering why Nintendo is not saying anything. We don't know if I'm missing anything.
I'll get it eventually, probably closer to Christmas or New Year's.
I'm getting after because, you know, there's going to be a return. So I'm just going to return it, and we're going to make a deal.
Yes. And, you know, we gamers, we have to conserve our money because if all our money on games, we would not have a place to sleep, eat, or anything.
Or play games.
So, Sleepwalker Journey is now available on iOS. Take a beautiful journey into 45 Dreams with Moon Boy, 11-bit latest game. 11-bit Studios created the voice behind hit Anomaly, Wars on Earth, and Funky Smugglers. Funky Smugglers. I have to say that Sleepwalker's Journey is now available for the iOS. In Sleepwalker's Journey, a big lunar sneak blew Sleepy Moon Boy out of bed. The whole lot of good night's sleep. The sky sleepwalking Moon Boy through the strain and a fantastic world of dreams. But a world of hazards awaits. Steer him away from sneaky traps, clear obstacles from his path, and shake a world of dreams to get Moon Boy attached to his cozy bed. Alright, so we've got over 45 dreams, full monsters, trap another hazard, shape the dream, move obstacles, use elevators, and manipulate the world to steer Moon Boy's way, solve environmental puzzle games, and avoid monsters to help Moon Boy collect stars. Enjoy magical dreamlike artistic design from one of mobile gaming's top teams. All visuals have been optimized for smartphones and tablets, and a night of adventure awaits you. Alright, so it's $9.99 for the iPhones. It's on the App Store now. Oh, it's also for the iPad for $1.99. So head over there and check it out.
Alright. So looks like you hear me okay, lady?
Yes,
Renee?
I can
okay,
hear you.
Because you were singing. I didn't know if you could hear me. Okay, so we have we have our guest that finally showed up. So and we're very happy because we know our full summer can be like an angry mob with simulated pitchforks coming after us. So we have some of the team from The Sims Seasons on the line. Hello, guys, are you there? And hopefully the mute button actually stops hitting and lets you speak. It doesn't want to let us speak. Having some serious technical difficulties.
I know. I think GLaDOS is on the board bar.
Really?
Yeah, because you're doing the blue thing again.
I am?
Yeah.
You know what? It is the board. It's just spinning. Okay, got on the line from Sim Season Team Titan. Just until GLaDOS lets us go. In the meantime, Ginger, think for us.
La-di-da-di-da.
No.
Okay. We have cleared out now on Android, Canada.
You can until I tell you, no, stop.
All right, so Colton Games.
Wait, one more time. There we go. Tiffany's in the team. Are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Our switchboard.
Great.
Everything is having fun this morning. So, so glad you guys could make it this morning. Is Nicole on the line with you?
Thank you for having us.
Fantastic. So we were saying our fellow simmers we know can be just as well. I don't want to use the word violent. Passionate is a good word as their Call of Duty counterparts, but most people don't know that. So we were very afraid this morning. Oh God, what if our switchboard goes down and they don't get to come on? We're gonna have to hide somewhere. So what's who are we speaking with? How rude of us.
I'm sorry, you just broke up there for a second. Can you repeat your question?
Yeah. Of course, so can you tell what your name is?
Yeah, my name is King, and I'm a product manager on the Sims 3 team.
Awesome.
She's never done the Sims yet. We just got her in. She just got her first Sims. How long ago did we send you? It's been about a month.
Yeah. I've just gotten into it, so I haven't gotten seasons yet, but I've seen lots of friends who have, and they seem to be quite addicted.
So
what's
different about this season's as opposed to the one from Sims 2 that the players are going to go nuts over if they don't have it already?
So in The Sims 3 Seasons, what's really different for this time around is not only are we introducing, you know, the ability to introduce weather effects into your town and also have your Sims, you know, react to it and the various surprises that climate introduces into the game, we're really offering players to really have fun with every season. And what that means is being able to have the center of your town transform with seasonal festivals, you know, during the winter, you'll get ice skating and even unique activities to do in every season, as well as we've introduced a few never-before-seen features in this version for The Sims 3. So in The Sims 3 Seasons, players will actually be able to allow their Sims to swim in the ocean and also be able to start celebrating seasonal holidays. So there's Spooky Day, which is kind of like Halloween. You know, your Sims get to actually go around town to trick-or-treat, as well as during the holiday season, your Sims get to throw a gift-giving party. So there's stuff like, there's new ways to celebrate and have fun for every season. And that's what, you know, players have really been excited for, and we're really glad to be able to provide that for them this time around in The Sims 3 Seasons.
Ah, so I also heard something about the alien abductions. Is that
yes. Yes, there's definitely alien abduction. We've introduced a little bit of mysterious visitors into The Sims 3 Seasons. So not only is there seasons and climate and weather that's changing the game, there's also a bit of UFO surprises that are in store for our players.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. So, you know, your Sim, you know, when you befriend an alien, once you, you know, because I regularly befriend aliens all the time in regular life, why not do it in The Sims 3? You'll also be able to take control of a new vehicle, which is a UFO, and kind of go around town and, you know, decide if you want to abduct Sims or, you know, even cause some surprises of your own. You'll be able to cause invasions on lots, which causes the UFO to shoot down lightning beams and even, you know, abduct some Sims of your own. So that's something that's really cool.
Okay. So we can oh, gosh. I'm going to have to go pick it up because I don't have a copy.
No, Corey. Okay.
Yes, must play Sims. Must.
Oh, now you've done it. I'll not see your and she'll totally disappear.
Okay. Now, another question that you probably couldn't answer, but that's what I was going to ask anyway. So do we have one more Phantom Pack comment? Just one more?
I'm sorry. I didn't get that question. If you can ask that again.
So
oh, so right now we're really focused on, we do have The Sims 3 Supernatural that just released, you know, a couple months back, and if you haven't picked that up, definitely pick that up, and, you know, right now we're really just focused on, because The Sims 3 Season just launched in release, we're just focused on talking about that, but the great thing about, you know, for those people who haven't picked up The Sims 3 Supernatural is when you have both expansion packs installed together, The Sims 3 Supernatural and The Sims 3 Seasons, there's a very unique object called the Weatherstone that introduces new weather effects. So your Supernatural Sims from The Sims 3 Supernatural will be able to interact with this object to cause, you know, unique effects to happen. So vampires can actually interact with the Weatherstone to cause an eclipsing fog, which makes, you know, ordinary Sims more susceptible to being their snacks. And, as well as witches also are able to interact with this Weatherstone to cause a reviving sprinkle, which causes a, you know, a rain of flowers to fall down upon your world that instantly takes care of all the gardens in your world, plants, as reviving also any dead plants that you might have in the world. And so there's some unique stuff that, you know, if you pick up Seasons, it's already a great game, but if you have both games installed, you'll get this unique object, the Weatherstone, that, you know, is something that players who have just Supernatural and Seasons wouldn't be able to get. So that's something that's kind of cool too.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I have to go. I have to leave like right now. I got to get to Walmart and pick up my coffee. Okay. Anything else you like before we get back to the store? Because we're about to have to get out of here too. We got like 2 minutes left. Anything else you would want to tell, especially Jen, since she's new, what would this, something that would make her just want to run right out and pick this up with me?
Something. I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit again there, but I'm guessing the question was, you know, what more about seasons that we know would kind of get people more excited about it?
Yes.
You know what? The thing that I'm just most excited about is just being able to, just even if I have previous expansion packs, even if I talked about Supernatural just now, but Seasons isn't only gated to just Sunset Valley, right? So if people have The Sims 3 Late Night that we released, you know, about a year and a half, about 2 years ago, you know, Bridgeport. Just imagine Bridgeport in winter or even in fall. In that city landscape, you actually are able to introduce snow and have, you know, the water and the water freeze over and stuff like that. So, and even, you know, worlds in Appalachian Plains, imagine your pets from The Sims 3 kind of playing around in puddles and seeing them splash around and kind of introducing that into that environment too. So there's different worlds within The Sims 3 that's been introduced in previous expansion packs and even from The Sims 3 store. When you layer in The Sims 3 Seasons on top of that, you'll start being able to kind of go deeper into the new stories that you're able to tell within those worlds by introducing you know, weather and seasons into those worlds. And so if you haven't, you know, thought about it just now, just imagine kind of the other worlds that you've already been playing in transformed by the gameplay and the features that's introduced by The Sims 3 Seasons. And that's been something that's been really excited for me, to kind of see all those different worlds transformed with The Sims 3 Seasons.
All right. So I'm definitely in. Ginger, you in?
I'm totally in.
We're all in.
We're all in. We're going to play. Thank you so much for stopping by. We are going to get out of here. That is our time. We'll see you around. I'm going to try to find you on The Sims. What is it? I keep wanting to say Marketplace, not Marketplace. I'll be working on there somewhere. Harassing people. And thank you for stopping by. And everybody else, thank you for listening. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you are listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. And tomorrow night, of course, this week in gaming, we'll probably be talking about Seasons again because we have another fan here, Snow White, who is probably going to go nuts. Because she wasn't here, so she's going to cut us. She doesn't have to be here. All right, guys. See you later.
Later, boys and girls.
Send them on their way.